A letter about interfaith collaboration was published in Eau Claire's Leader Telegram on December 2, 2017, signed by 33 representatives of various faiths in the Chippewa Valley. The joint letter was in response to a local congregation featuring an ex-Muslim Christian convert who was to speak warning of the dangers of interfaith dialogue. Seven people from different faiths read the communal letter, which follows. Since the 1960s, Chippewa Valley residents have been involved in various interfaith initiatives. Perhaps the longest-running example is the Trialogue, a quarterly gathering for interfaith book discussions going on for more than 25 years. Since January 2016, Eau Claire area faith leaders have also organized six interfaith Prayers for Peace events, each hosted by a different local church, inviting people of all faiths to spend time in worship together. The Leader Telegram and local news channels have covered these services, which have been well attended, at times with standing room only.
The purpose of the Interfaith Prayers for Peace initiative, launched by Bob Lesniewski, is to go beyond mere dialogue on the similarities and differences between various religions, denominations, and faith practices. Instead, we come together to contemplate our relationship with the Almighty by listening to readings from the Torah, the Bible, the Quran, and the scriptures of other world religions, including Buddhism, the Baha'i faith, and Hinduism. Congregants celebrate with inspirational messages of peace, hope, and love, as well as music, meditation, and supplication, while also providing background and context so we can learn from each other. The Quran says, "O mankind, God made you into nations and tribes so that ye may know each other, not that ye may despise each other."
The Interfaith Prayers for Peace initiative is an expression of love, inclusion, and caring for our entire community. In the Bible, Jesus says, "Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." Eau Claire is a predominantly Christian community, reflecting only some of the hundreds of denominations in the United States. When we all come together as multi-denominational Christians, Muslims, Jews, Hindus, Buddhists, Baha'is, and other neighbors and friends, we are all honoring our teachings.
We dare say that the Chippewa Valley's Interfaith Prayers for Peace are unique and may be hard to come by anywhere else in our country. Thus, when speakers are invited to our area, bringing a message that could undermine local interfaith collaboration efforts and potentially incite individuals to spread misinformation or fuel misconceptions about a particular religion, it reflects poorly on our community and undermines our efforts to foster interfaith understanding, peace, and security.
Over the years, our interfaith cooperation has created positive and essential partnerships in reducing fear of one another, building stronger friendships, creating deeper understanding, and working toward the shared mission of many faith traditions, to live in peace and harmony with one another, and to provide for the welfare of the poor, oppressed, marginalized, and suffering.
In addition to the interfaith prayer service, the outgrowths of our willingness to work together have included free medical clinics, the Chippewa Valley Street Ministry, the formation of JONA, that is Joining Our Neighbors Advancing Hope, whose programs include Treatment Instead of Prison, and CV Expo, that is Chippewa Valley Ex-Prisoners Organizing, the Living Wage Ordinance in Eau Claire County, environmental sustainability, and more.
Those involved in the Interfaith Prayers for Peace invite people of all faith, perspectives, and beliefs to join us at the next Interfaith Prayer Service at 6:30 p.m., Wednesday, January 17th at First Presbyterian Church, 2112 Rudolph Road. Together we can strengthen our community and make it more just, prosperous, and secure environment for everyone. And it is signed by 33 individuals, representative of a number of different churches and religious groups in the Chippewa Valley.
The readers were, in order, Mark Helpsmeet of Eau Claire Quakers, David Huber of Plymouth Congregational United Church of Christ, Kathy Reed Walker of the First Presbyterian Church of Eau Claire, Amy Renshaw of the Baha'is of Eau Claire, Sahar Taman, Secretary and Treasurer of the Mahmoud S. Taman Foundation and member of the Islamic Society of Northern Wisconsin, Dean Simpson of Grace Lutheran Church, and Tom Chisholm of St. Charles Borromeo Catholic Church in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. Follow the link on northernspiritradio.org to read the letter again and to see the full list of signers of the letter.